George Orwell wrote, "He who controls the present controls the past. He who controls the past controls the future." This observation, written in Orwell's masterwork 1984, sounds the alarm of how an all-powerful government can utilize its influence to shape and control its citizens. I would offer that what governments can do, so too can religious leaders. They too can employ those very same techniques to control their followers, to shape their religious practices, to make them believe that their leader's way is the only authentic and valid way to practice one's religion, to ultimately limit the choices an individual feels that he or she can make about his or her religious identity. It seems to me that many rabbis who claim that the stories of the Bible are factually true are attempting to control the past in order to control the Jewish future. These traditionalists also typically claim that there's a clear and monolithic approach to Judaism which is grounded in and verifiable in these very texts that they claim to be true. By making such assertions, by saying that the Jewish past is narrow and without a diversity of opinion, that there's no discord or conflict, they are using the past, the way they describe it, to impose a restrictive approach about being Jewish today, to limit choices and limit options. Even non-traditional rabbis, who may have a broader understanding of Judaism, often present a circumscribed understanding of the Jewish past in order to shape the Jewish future, particularly today, when so many Jews are unaffiliated. Rabbis, traditional and non-traditional, often point to the traditions and practices of the past as a way to justifying imposing certain constraints upon the present. They frequently say, if only more people would keep kosher, if only more folks would follow the mitzvot, if only more people would come to services, the future of the Jewish people would be secure. And how do they know this? Well, they just say, look at history. But I would argue, yes, from our history, for history has much to say, but only if we approach it honestly and openly and listen to what it says, that Judaism has always been an evolving and transforming religion. What has been consistent is not a single belief nor a single practice. What has been defining of our experience is ongoing change, evolution, transformation, sometimes moderate, oftentimes revolutionary, unforeseeable, unimaginable change. When teaching Jewish history, rabbis should say clearly and without equivocation that ours is a history rich with complexity and diversity, contradictory ideas competing with each other, challenging with each other, fighting for what Judaism should be. Ours is not a monolithic system of thought, but one which is dynamic and ever-growing. Standing upon such a foundation, rich with complexity and tension, makes many rabbis uncomfortable. But it shouldn't. Rather than denying the dynamism of our past, we should embrace it, for when we do, we can come to appreciate that the Jewish future can and should be as complex and dynamic as our past. That Jewish identity does not need to be narrowly defined by a particular set of beliefs or a particular set of rituals. Rather, being Jewish is expansive, it's exciting. It's being part of an ongoing dialogue. Arguing and disagreeing with our ancestors is as authentically Jewish as embracing what they said. If Jewish history teaches us anything, it's that the Judaism of the future will be different than it is today. Change is normative in Judaism, not maintaining the status quo. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. There'll be some Passover materials posted soon. And thanks for listening.